Hello, and welcome to OTP Volunteer Table, a virtual roundtable where we chat about community theater in Northern Michigan and more. Today, April 12, 2023, we will chat with Kathy Lewis and Hedy Malvang. The three of us have performed in the Old Town Playhouse's theater group, Age to Perfection, also known as ATP. The group offers a theater space for those over 55 years of age. Hedy and Kathy will tell us more, so let's chat.
Two, three. Okay. That's a great big sound that I get on my voice.
And you know if everything's...
And so I know what's happening then.
Okay.
And so we're off and running. Hedy Malvang.
No, it's Malvang.
Malvang. Hedy Malvang. And Kathy Lewis. Thank you for giving
Can't
me some
that.
Of the time for a chat here. And I knew I was going to mispronounce your name, but I went for it anyway. Because that's the kind
actually, it's M, and the O has a line through it.
Yeah. All right, go. All right. 30 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
What we want to talk about.
All right.
Really?
Which is,
what?
Of course, we want to talk about the ATP.
Age to Perfection.
Age to Perfection. It's a group that we all belong to in some form or fashion have participated in. Hedy, tell me about it. What is ATP?
Age to Perfection. It was started quite a few years ago. It is for people who have to be 55.
Let me make sure that everybody knows. We are in the green room at the theater. People are constructing on stage. We're having people pass through. You'll hear background noise.
Just
we use our stage
as
that's right. We're in the theater.
We are
right.
Busy. We turn out great shows. Come on and join us.
And that's what we're here about, the ATP. So tell us more. You have to be 55.
You have to be 55.
So you're just barely 55, right?
I hardly make it, yes.
Yeah.
I'm fairly young.
No one has any birth certificates, so we're not IDing people to come in.
That's quite all right. I don't mind at all. Not at all.
All right.
Started a long time ago, and we thought it could be some kind of reading we could do as the elderly. And so at first, there were about seven of us, and we diligently read and read. And finally, as the years have gone by, we do a little more than that now. We act with our voice, we act with our faces, and we have some people that are really hilarious when they talk. But many people will know that I'm usually a nursing professional and so forth in my life. I have been. But here's the thing about ATP. As you age, you need to be socializing any way you can. Have fun. Get to know people. Speak with new people. And in addition to that, your cue is to be helping that brain. And the kind of thing that we do at ATP works those brain cells so that you don't do so much of walking into one room and not remembering why you went in there and then coming back out and thinking, oh, yes, that's why I went there. But this readings that we do, not only are they fun, I mean, sometimes we don't get through it because it's so hilarious with what we do, if we goof or if we really set everybody back with what we say and do, but it is fun. That's the first thing, it's fun. And again, I repeat that it helps maintain those brain cells.
Kathy,
just reading.
What about you? Do you agree with maintaining brain cells?
Well, I absolutely agree that we need to maintain our brain cells. But that's not what brought me to ATP. And I've only been a member for about 4 years or so. But part of it is socialization. You know, when I moved to Traverse City and I came to the theater right away because I really enjoy the theater and really wanted to find out maybe I could do something in the theater, you know, try it. And going to the theater and then finding out about Age to Perfection, And I started going to the Aged Perfection shows. I went to a few of those and finally got up the nerve to talk to one of the members and decided to come. And what's wonderful about it is you get to kind of exercise that acting bug, if you have it, in a very safe environment. And you, when you're in a show, which I found out since I've been here, been lucky enough to be in a couple of shows, but when you're in a show and you kind of form relationships with all these people that you're in a show with, and then the show ends, and then you got to find something else to do, and maybe you don't see those people as much. But when you're coming to Aged Perfection, you're seeing this group of people like every couple of weeks. And you right. can really develop some friendships, and you get to know these people, and you meet these people again, like maybe on main stage or, you know, other places. And it's really a great socialization. And it's very safe place to exercise that acting bug. And even if you just have a little bit of it and you're just curious to come in, because you can just read the script. You don't have to memorize lines right. and do choreography and...
You know,
all the other stuff that you have to do when you're on a big stage in a big production or something.
So, Hedy, have you what is the ATP schedule? You meet twice a month?
We meet every other Saturday, and we meet at 10 o'clock, and we read for a couple of hours, and by noon we're ready to leave, and we go out and eat.
Okay.
All together.
So it's a lunchtime deal.
It's lunchtime.
Well.
It's socialization time. It's going over what just happened. We talk about how we read it and what we did, and someone will say, "Hey, you really did a good job with that today."
Who brings those pieces to you?
We all do. We search the internet. We get on, listen to the radio. Several of our people write plays themselves, and we perform those. We also go outside the theater to perform, and there is no monetary payment, like monthly dues or anything like that. The only dues are sit down and read your reads.
All right. So you have plays to read, and you do how many performances a year? I mean, we know there's two different performance schedules, one in-house
correct.
And then one when you do run-ups. So... What's that about?
It
does vary.
It does vary,
but we usually do within a year. We usually do
three to four
performances in-house.
In-house.
Right. And then the runouts, which we do kind of it's a community service, really. Mm-hmm. We do those because of the pandemic, we haven't done a lot, but outside of that, we probably do maybe four or five of those a year. We haven't done many, but we're going to start getting back into it. And we already have one scheduled.
Where do you usually do those?
A lot of times we do them at senior living establishments. We do them at... like sometimes at care homes. We've done them in for groups that happen to come to Traverse City. We've done them in a hall. We've done them in a church that I've been part of. We've done them at, in the past, we've done some in, going to say the studio, but that's...
Where we have done them is ER physicians, all not local, but all over, come here and go to the Park Place Hotel, and we have performed for them. And we have performed for other people that have huge galas and at the Haggerty Center, and we perform for them. They'll tell us if they want something dramatic or if they want something that's fun. And it's usually something that's fun.
Right.
There's one that co-friend of ours in the ATP group, Howard, he and I did one about waltzing, and we hadn't planned on getting off the stage and waltzing, but they asked us, since you're selling this in your show, how about it? So we had to get up, but happily, everybody else got up and waltzed.
Oh, good.
So it was fun. It was
so what
real
kind
fun.
Of theater background do you bring to the ATP? Have you been on stage before? Have you done anything? Or?
Well, I did a little bit in England, in London, but that was during the war. So I sang, and then I was assigned to the Royal Air Force, and we had a jazz band, and so we would they'd play, and I'd sing, and well, you know, it was World War II, for heaven's sake, anything goes. You just dodge the bombs and the rockets and all the rest of that stuff. So,
so is that it, Hetty? Until then, till you came here?
Yes, actually.
Okay, then we won't go into that. Kathy, what about you?
Just high school. I did a lot in high school, and then never had an opportunity or place that anyone could do it, and I just did the rest of my life. And then I retired, and I moved up here, and, you know, community theater, which I'd never had in the big cities that I was living in. And I just thought, geez, I'd like to do that. You know, my husband would push me and say, well, why don't you go do it? And I go, no, I can't do it. And every time we'd come to a show, I'd go, oh, boy, I'd really love to do something like that. He'd go, why don't you go do it? I'd go, no. And finally, I got up the nerve to come in and do it.
I've seen you on main stage, so do main stage shows. What was the first, ATP or main stage? What came first, like chicken or the egg?
ATP. I did ATP. I did the first thing I think I did was I did a regular show. I took someone's place who couldn't perform, so I took their place and did an ATP show. And then we did another, it was another ATP show actually that we did on main stage. We did Harvey as a reader's theater, and I did that. And then my first show for actual main stage was Love, Loss, and What I Wore. And it was actually at the studio, not on this main stage, but after the pandemic, when we opened up, we redid it, and we did it on main stage. That was technically my first main stage show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What you do need to realize if you do come to ATP is that you're not forced into doing anything you don't want to do. You are eased into reading. If you at first you say, I don't want to do that. I don't want to speak out loud in front of people. And gradually you ease into it. And from there, and we get great support from our directors here and
there's no auditioning.
And all of those.
You don't have to audition.
No auditioning.
All right.
You fit no matter what.
That's right. You don't have to audition.
And so it is.
Come see, come saw.
There's 20 people in the ATP.
There's about 20 rotating.
Right.
There's about 20 people, and usually at our meetings we probably have anywhere from a low number like 7 or 8 or 10 to about 17 or like almost 20 people.
And then you pick a play, or someone picks a play, or the committee picks a play somehow. There's 7 characters, and then the director asks people if they want to participate in the particular play. So
usually.
if you're asked, you don't have to. It doesn't. It's
That's
no
correct.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get asked again until you decide you might want to try it once.
That's
right. What is a performance like? What goes on in the minute you get a performance? You do some rehearsals. Now it's performance, day, afternoon, night, whatever. What goes on in that? What do we prepare for?
Are you speaking about the one in-house?
Let's do
in the
in-house
Schmuckel?
First.
We have people here who set up the chairs and all of that kind of thing. And then we have you and other people that come along and do the sound effects for us. And occasionally we've had to do our own sound effects, which a very sad play was going on. And someone was shot, and we didn't have something to that would make a shot noise. But the person who was sitting there said, bang, and the whole house broke down. It was the funniest thing right in the middle of a drama. But it went on, and everything was fine. We rehearse. We each help each other. We have a stage manager, again, that's one of us. Mm-hmm. We've all done it. We've done stage managing. We've done setting up the scene. And we've done moving stuff out in a hurry, dragging two chairs at the same time. But you know what? Even when you're doing the working of it instead of being up there doing the acting, it's still fun. Mm-hmm. You still stand in the hallway waiting for whomever's got to come in. And you know what? We clap like crazy because... Mm-hmm. We like each other, we like what we do, and we know that we are improving. We know that we are getting better.
Every time
you get up in front of people, you find you can do that.
And it is Reader's Theater, so we, like I said, we rehearse. We come in, we set up stands, we stand in front of an audience, we all dress in black, we're not... acting out scenes. Usually we're just standing behind a podium and
reading.
So the acting comes from your voice and your readings, and we emote.
You see some physicality.
Yes.
Not outrageous stuff, not right. Program stuff. Mm-hmm. But I guess it comes with the territory. When you're reading a play and it says you get angry, it tenses your whole body up because you're angry, and it comes out in a physicality kind of thing.
We're allowed to use our hands.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm half Italian.
But not to hit somebody.
Half Italian and half English. You know, and the Italian comes out no matter what.
Well, you know, for people who might be thinking, could I do this? There has a lot in common with coming in and doing like a big show, but it also is very different because we're reading. It's much less intimidating, and because we don't have auditions, we're all in this group and we all get parts. In the last show that we did, anyone who wanted to be in the show could be in the show. It's not that this person is chosen and this person doesn't get to do anything. Right. Everyone gets a part in our shows.
If we need a male voice, many women step up and do it.
That's true.
There are more women in the group.
There are.
And generally, that seems to be the case in all community theaters.
It's true.
And it doesn't matter because we can transpose those characters, change your pronouns if necessary, and the play goes on just in the same way because we pick plays certainly that lend themselves to that kind of opportunity.
Yes. Well, we've all had an opportunity to play Moby Dick, whether we were female or male.
With that said, when you're doing a run out, what is the kind of difference between the two situation?
You haul the stands, because most places we go to do not have stands or enough of them. And so we haul those. We all make sure we carpool a great deal. And someone will carry extra scripts in case the person that was coming to read forgot and didn't bring their scripts, which happens. We all do it. And we just go in and organize everything.
We usually try to, when we do runouts, when I've done them in the past, we try to do something that is fun. Entertaining, fun, and shorter usually. We'll usually do maybe 3 or 4 short little 10, maybe 15 minute things that are easy to understand, that they're amusing, that we can leave something off if we're running too long. We can add a couple of things. We have things prepared that we can make it a little bit longer depending on the reception. But that's usually the difference between a show we would put on here in-house for an evening and something that we would run out to, say, like a Bay Ridge or something like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when you're preparing the play, we have a director, and typically a director on main stage or even in the studio tells people where to go to get away from hitting the furniture and stuff. The director here doesn't have to talk about the movement.
Right.
They talk about more of the voices.
Mm-hmm. Voices and the emotions and when to come in, and also I think much more how to deliver a line than maybe a director in a big show doesn't necessarily tell you, is real specific about how you deliver your lines. And this way, because it's just reading and everything is coming through the spoken word rather than acting it out, the directors, I think, are much more tend to direct your voice and how you deliver a line.
So you don't really need
You learn how to say
chops. You're helped along the way. It's a teaching thing.
It is.
You learn how to say
very much
goodbye
is.
Several ways.
Right.
You know, goodbye. Goodbye! Can I get rid of you?
Yeah.
Right. I use the term, I love you. When you're talking to your dog, it's different than you're talking to your kid or your mom or your mom when you're mad and so forth. But it's the same kind of thing, same words.
Yeah.
But depending on what you're trying to tell the audience or the person, you have a different...
I still love you, Mom, no matter what.
Yeah.
Right. So, anything else? Any things about the ATP group that we want to share with people? Because we're running the cusp of where we need to be in time. We talked a lot.
Well, we're really nice people. And as we said earlier, we have to be 55, but it's okay sometimes if you're just like 54 and you're going to have your birthday next week.
Yeah.
You're in. Don't worry about it.
You might bend it a little bit.
And we do choose as a group, where do you want to eat this week?
It's a very welcoming group.
It's a very welcoming
group.
And I think everyone is very helpful. And I think just from my experience coming into the group and just wondering if I could even do anything and fit. And everyone is so welcoming and helpful and encouraging with the readings. It's just real safe environment to just kind of stretch yourself a little
bit. Let's hope we get people in with that.
Plus, we don't have to worry about costumes.
Right, no,
because we dress in black.
That's right.
Black trousers, black top. And
comb your hair,
that's it.
There you go.
And absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. It's a real friendly, happy group.
Yes.
Well, Hedy Mulvang.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Kathy Lewis, thanks so much for the chat.
Okay.
And we'll see you at ATP.
Yes.
Come and join us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Hedy and Kathy, for our chat. If you have reached the golden age of 55 and beyond, this group will welcome you with open scripts. The group meets every other Saturday, so call 231-947-2210 or email office@oldtownplayhouse.com to find out which Saturday they meet so you can figure out which every other one is. So come on down, as they say. Breaking news, the Playhouse has announced the new 23-24 season, an exciting lineup of shows. Currently, the Artistic Committee is taking applications for directors. For information about the play, scripts, director qualifications, and applications, go to the Playhouse website, OldTownPlayhouse.com. If all goes as planned, I will have a member of the committee on to talk about the plays and how directors are chosen. The Playhouse has a role for you, whether on stage or backstage. If you have an interest in learning more about volunteer opportunities, fill out the online form at OldTownPlayhouse.com, and we will contact you to discuss your role at the Playhouse. OTP Volunteer Table is produced in association with the Old Town Playhouse of Traverse City, Michigan. If you have comments or would like to tell your story, send an email to office@OldTownPlayhouse.com. Our music today is Talkies by Humma Humma. This is the OTP Volunteer Table. I am Don Kuhlhorn, and we will see you on the boards.